Thank you, God, that you have a church somewhere. Amen. Your bride somewhere, your children somewhere. Oh, that Lord Jesus, you give them the grace. And that Lord, you come in their midst. Oh, and then Lord, the worship is not by man, but by the Spirit that is groaning in us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Father, what are we seeing? We see your word being fulfilled. The Lord Jesus, what is happening? You said anyone that will not retain your word in his mind, you will send him a strong delusion that he will believe a lie. Lord, we thank you that, oh God, you have given us truth to rest upon, oh God. Tonight, Lord, we thank you for the grace you've given to us once again. We thank you for our homes. Thank you for our children. We thank you for Jenny Mercy's that you've accorded us from our various homes to be together here, oh God. Father, we know anytime you gather your children, we know there is something good installed. And Father, this evening, we believe it. So Lord, we sit at your feet, oh God, with all great expectation that, Lord, already you are in our midst here. And you, one that can discern our thoughts and our minds, who knows all our needs, oh God. Father, tonight, meet each and every one according to your riches in glory. Let your word, oh God, tonight, oh Lord, oh, come unto us in a way that, oh Lord, it will inspire us, Lord, and to cry, oh Lord, our hearts out, Lord Jesus, tonight, in worship and thanksgiving and praise, Lord. Father, as we turn to your word of God, you are the author. Just bless your word of God and make it alive unto us. We ask this, Lord, in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to pray with all thanksgiving. Bless your church tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we stand in, let's quickly turn to Genesis 17. And we shall read from 1 to 7. God, Richie, bless you for coming. And let tonight also be another night, even greater than what we experienced last week. Amen. Amen. How many believe it? Amen. The Lord is right in our midst here. Praise God. We know that queen of the Far East, the queen of Sheba, you understand, she traveled all the way from the utmost part of the world to just go and hear the wisdom of Solomon. But tonight, greater than Solomon is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Greater than Solomon is here. Amen. So let us listen to him as we read from Genesis 17, 1 to 7. Let's hear the word of God. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee. Amen. And kings shall come out of thee. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Amen. Amen. For an everlasting covenant, I'm going to be a God unto thee.
Hallelujah.
And thy seed after. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Dear Lord. Oh, these are sweet words of God. And even as Lord, if they are ringing in our ears of God, it has settled right into our hearts, Lord. So, Father, tonight, oh, let these words of God be a blessing, Lord, unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We have a topic tonight, looking at the divine promise. Looking at the divine promise.
Amen.
And let's go back looking at the scripture we've just read. And he said, when Abraham was 90 years and 9, that's 99 years, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. That's, I am the El Shaddai, the giver of life. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Praise the Lord. Oh, my brother, let's consider Abraham tonight. God appeared to him when he was, what, 75?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He called him out to separate himself from his kindred when he was 75.
Mm-hmm.
And promised him. Now, how many years now? 24 years, getting to the 25th year. And Abraham has seen yet nothing. Oh, praise God. He's seen nothing. And he's now 99 years. And then God, you come back to tell me, walk before me and be perfect. Oh, my. Oh, praise the Lord. Just take Abraham's situation now. You met me when I was 75 years. You made me to come out from my home. My own comfort. A place where I have my family around me. You asked me to come out. That you give me an inheritance. But all these years, I've been what? Living from one tabernacle to another one. So journeying in what? In a strange land. Among strange people. Praise God.
Amen.
You promised to me that I'll be father of many. And yet even one child, I haven't got it. Then you come again. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Oh my. Lord, all these years I've walked before you.
Amen.
I've lived as perfect as I could. But Abraham, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
At one time, when he knew that God was speaking to him, he said, Abraham fell on his face. Obedience. Submission. Praise God. And God talked to him again. And now this covenant that God gave unto Abraham, if you watch it, it was what? As the prophet said, an unconditional promise.
Amen.
Amen. Unconditional what? Promise. And we see that this situation of Abraham, if it were to be you and me, it would be very laborious for us because we have waited all these years. And we see another place where he said, look unto me. And even to us tonight, is the same thing tonight. That brother, our topic is that looking at the divine promise. Amen. Brother, how many times have this thing not been preached to us? How many times we have been exhorted to look at what? The divine promise. Amen. And we have been looking at this divine promise every day. But it is the same results. We are still standing where we are. Just like what? Abraham's case. Amen. Amen. But the prophet says something here. He said, many say, we have heard this for many years. Probably the same thing Abraham should have told God. I have heard this several times, my Lord. And tonight we also have been asked to look at what? The divine promise. We have heard this several times. It has been preached to us several times. He said, look unto me. But the question is, what do you see when you look? Amen. He said, look at the divine promise. The question tonight is, when you look, what do you see? Praise the Lord. And then other people will say, look, Abraham believed God because God spoke to him. Now we are taking it to ourselves now. That Abraham believed God because God came down and spoke to him. And so someone will also say, if God will appear to me as he did to Abraham, I will also believe no matter how. But he's here. He's speaking to us through his word tonight. The same God is here tonight. Still someone says, no, brother, I say, I want to hear him speak. I want to hear him speak. Oh, my. Let's look at something. The disciple Thomas. One time when Jesus resurrected and appeared toward the disciples, Thomas was not there. So when Thomas came, he was told that, we have seen him. He has risen. Thomas said, I will never believe this until I have seen him myself and have filled his hands. I'm not going to believe it. The scripture says it took what? 8 days. And Jesus appeared to them again. And Thomas was there. So now, Thomas felt the Lord and saw that, okay, now I believe. Now let us see what Jesus told Thomas. He said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. And so if you want God to speak to you, here is your answer. Amen. Amen. Because he is speaking to you by his word. Amen. But you want to see him physically. You want to hold him. Fine, that's good. But this is the answer Jesus gave. He said, oh, Thomas, you want to see me before you believe? But listen, blessed is he that seeth not, but what? Believe. Amen. Blessed are you. So, brethren, it is what? Faith. Believing that he's here. Praise the Lord. And you'll be blessed because this is what Jesus himself is saying. So now let's put back the question of what we want to see God before we can believe. Amen. So now, let us look towards the divine promise tonight. And the prophet says something here. He said, I wonder, in the time that we are living in now, in the time that we are living in now, brethren, is it today that they did the voting? Has the results come? Not yet. And definitely you know how where the results will be. Praise the Lord. It's something, see, this is devil's world. Amen. And he's controlling everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so here he said, in a time that we are living in now. You see it? The prophet saying this. In this time, today that we are living in now. He said, what could be, what could we look to that will be more solid than God? Amen. In this time that we are living in, what can we look on to that will be more solid, so great than to what? Than to look unto God. Is there anything greater than that? And he said, and God is the word. So look to the word. Amen. God is the word. So look to the word. Today, for your answer. Today, if you have any question, he said, look to the word tonight. You will get your answer. He said, the Bible has the answer to this day. And it has it for the other day that is gone. And it's got it forever. The Bible has answer for everything, my brethren. Today, yesterday, and the days to come. It always has the answer. Because it is Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So looking tonight at our topic, looking at the divine promise, it brings us back to what? The scripture that we just read. And that covenant that God gave unto Abraham was what? An unconditional what? Promise. Unconditional. There is no condition attached to it. That Abraham, if you do this, I will do that. That's conditional. Abraham, if you do this, I will do that. That's conditional. But this is what? Unconditional promise to Abraham. When he said, I will multiply thee exceedingly. No condition. God just said, I will multiply thee exceedingly. Unconditional. He didn't ask Abraham to do anything. Amen. He said, I will make thee an exceeding fruitful. No condition. He said, an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and unto thy seed after thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, let's say amen to this. Amen. Unconditional. God is telling you, if you are truly a seed of Abraham, he's telling you that he's what? Forever and ever, he's your God. He will never forsake you. Unconditional. He said, he is your God. Amen. And because Abraham believed God, that is the reason why God gave him what? An unconditional promise. Because all the 24 years, Abraham had lived faithful unto God. And so when this time God came, the promise was what? Unconditional. Amen. Amen. 24 years, God watched Abraham, still holding on to, strongly holding on to. Oh, sojourning in what? Foreign lands, sleeping in what? Tabernacles and tents. Still what? He was looking at what? Looking at the divine promise. Amen. looking for that city whose maker and builder is God, which has foundations, whose maker and builder is God. Looking at the word, the divine promise. And so now when God came, he gave him out an unconditional promise. And because Abraham by faith believed, amen. Who are Abraham's seed now? Let us look at it. Oh, you will say, I feel good, Brother Branham, if God made a covenant with me. Well, he did. We also, we received that same covenant. He said the covenant was not only made with Abraham, but his seed after him. Abraham and his seed. Amen. Now you may ask, how could I be Abraham's seed? How am I going to be Abraham's seed? That God will be an everlasting God unto me. He said, the Bible said, when we are dead in Christ, we take an Abraham seed and are heirs according to the promise. If we do what? When we are dead in Christ, we take on Abraham's seed. So it's over to you. Dead in Christ. Praise the Lord. If we will be buried in the likeness of his death, then also in his same likeness we will be resurrected in him. And resurrected in the newness of man. So that the old man is completely what? Dead. The body of sin is completely what? Taken off. You are a new man. You are a what? Abraham's seed. He said, if you are a church member, it doesn't mean you are Abraham's seed. If you are a church member, you are not an Abraham seed. Take notice of that. But if you are born again by the Holy Spirit, you are Abraham's seed. The faith that Abraham has dwells in you. If you have it, the faith of Abraham dwells in you. You have the same unconditional promise. Tonight, it is ours because we are what? We are Abraham's seed. Amen. When Abraham received this promise, let us look at it closely because we are taking Abraham as our example. He received this promise in the midst of what? Many, many circumstances that evidence that was proving that what God is saying, it couldn't be possible. He was what? 99 years. The wife was what? If Abraham was 99 years, the wife was what? 89. Because there was 10 years difference between them. And now, God telling such people that they are going to have a child. Will you believe it? Everything, the circumstances, the natural evidences, and everything proved that it could never be what possible. My brother, tonight, if you are in any condition where circumstances are all around, brother, look at what? The divine promise tonight. Amen. He said, Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstances. He didn't think. Number one, he didn't what? He didn't think about the circumstances. Watch it, my brother. Watch it, my sister. What you are looking from God tonight. Have you been thinking about it? That this thing, I don't know, I've waited many years, but it's not forthcoming. I'm looking unto God all these years. It's not forthcoming. Are you thinking about those things? Tonight, abandon that. Abandon it tonight. Because your father Abraham, who is our example, he said he never thought of anything about what the natural causes are saying against his faith. Abandon them tonight. He said he didn't think about them and never thought about them. And he never looked at them. Amen. He never looked at them. He never thought anything about what? The circumstances that looked so impossible. He never looked at them. Amen. He said, that same spirit is upon us. As Abraham's children, Abraham's seed. That same spirit is upon us. The children of Abraham is upon us. You don't look at the circumstances. You don't think about what? The circumstances. But you look at what? The divine promise. Amen. Amen. Now watch here. Abraham, 99 years. Then God said, now Abraham, you walk before me and be perfect. And how was he going to bless him and multiply him if he looked at the natural side? How was God going to bless him if he had been looking at what? The natural side of it. The circumstances. How could God bless him if you are looking at what? The circumstances, the difficulties and the problems that are around what you are looking for. My brother, how can God bless you? Amen. Amen. Oh, my brother. You want God to do something for you. From tonight, never look at what? All the problems and the obstacles and the hindrances. Never look at them. Make as if they never exist. And look at the divine promise. Amen. Amen. As long as Abraham did it, he received it. And we are his seed. And we have that same unconditional word. Unconditional promise. It is what? Believe. Abraham just believed. That's all. He said, why? It was impossible for him to have this child by Sarah. Why? All the resources of life are gone. Sarah, 90 years old. Abraham, 100. Why? You tell that to a doctor today. Tell a doctor today. You are 100 years. Your wife is 90 years. Then you go to what? You go to a doctor's consulting room. And you tell the doctor, doctor, we are preparing to receive, to have a child. Listen to what the prophet said. He said, why? You know what they will do? They will lock you up in the psychopathic ward. Amen. Amen. He will call the police to come and take you away because you are a dangerous someone. Your mind is going wild. You see? This is psychopathic. When you are psychopathic, that means you are very dangerous. You have some illness that's very, very dangerous. Your mind is very, very dangerous. Praise the Lord. He said they will lock you up to go to a doctor and said, old man, just like this. He said, doctor, examine us because we are expecting a child. Say, Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He will call the police to come and take you away and lock you up because the next thing, maybe you take something and hit his head. Praise the Lord. The prophet said they will lock you up. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, why? The old fellow and the old lady are a little off their mind somewhere. But you don't look at the circumstances. You look at the promise. See? If you go looking, you see, now, that's the same way about maybe the lady who is sitting in the wheelchair. Oh my, tonight we are going to follow that same thing tonight. The prophet was pointing to a woman that was seated in a wheelchair. And he was saying that if that woman will look at her circumstances, how is God going to heal her? Oh, praise the Lord. The prophet gave a story of an old-time preacher who heard that a child was what? A child was sick in the hospital. So he went to the hospital to go and what? Pray for that little boy. And when he went in there, the nurses would not allow him. He said, look, the boy is dying. Just leave him to die peacefully. Then he said, the old preacher asked the nurses, so when he dies, will you allow, see, the Catholic pastor, will you allow him to come and do the final rites on him? He said, yes, of course. He said, okay, then allow me also to do the final rites whilst he's alive. Amen. And he forced his way to. And the nurses were what? Were so annoyed. They were disturbed that the man has intruded. So what are you doing? He said, the old man told him, he said, look, you are looking at the chart, but I'm looking at the divine promise. Amen. You are looking at the chart that the doctor has written, but I am looking at what? The divine promise. And he prayed for that little boy, and that little boy came back to life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, what are you looking at? And so the prophet was saying here, he said, what if that man sitting there look at the opposition by his boy there, a cripple in that chair, if he looks at that opposition, how can that child wake up from that chair, that crippled child? Amen. There was something going to fix to happen. The meeting of what? The prophet. Look at the people he was pointing at. A man has brought what? His child who is crippled and was seated in a wheelchair. And he said, if the man will look at that circumstances, how is the boy going to get out from that wheelchair? Tonight, that same God is here. If you believe it, praise the Lord. Brethren, take it serious tonight. He said, what if this nice, clean-looking man sitting back there in the wheelchair, he looked at the circumstances. How is he going to come out from that wheelchair? He was lifting up what? The faith of the people. Never to look at what? Their circumstances. But look unto God. Tonight, whatever situation you find yourself in, don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at anything that says it is impossible. Don't look at the doctor's chart. Look at the promise. The divine promise. That's why he asks you, when you look, what do you see? When you look, what do you see? He said, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth. I am God, and there is no one else. Isaiah 45. Tonight he's here. That same God that was in the meeting of our prophet, he's here tonight, that same God. When you look, what do you see? Always you look at what? You see what? The hindrances? The obstacles? Look at the divine promise. An unconditional one is for you tonight. Unconditional! He said, what if the lady lying in that chair, leaning back, looked at the circumstances? How is he going to get out from that bed? Oh, praise the Lord. He said, what if this poor blind woman? Oh, amen. And the woman's eyes were opened. He said, if that poor blind woman leaning on the shoulder of another thought of the circumstances, how is she going to see? How is she going to be healed? She looks at the circumstances that have been blind all these years. Doctors have done every operation on my eyes. It has never been what? Able to be, it has never been successful. Are you looking at that? If she will look at those things, she will never receive her healing. Doctors have tried. That day when they met with that, the disciples and Jesus met, that man that was born blind, the disciples asked him, who sinned? Is this man or the parents? He said, none of them sinned. But for what? God's word, the work of God, to be made manifest, to see the power of God, it happened that way. Your situation, the whole world knows about it. Tonight, it's yours for the take. If you just take your eyes away from all the circumstances that are surrounding them. Talking about years, what about Abraham? Amen. My brother, you want your family reunion, isn't it? And you are looking at what? The circumstances around them? That your documents are not what? Not up to date? Or what? What are you looking at? Look at the promise tonight. Amen. He's more than able. Amen. He can change every situation. For your sake. Amen. How many believe it tonight? Oh, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm really feeling it. That the Lord is here to fix, to do his own thing amongst his children. Amen. What if Abraham looked at the circumstances? He wouldn't have received that child. He never looked at how old he was. Amen. Listen. He said the doctor had tried and failed. He's a man. The doctor have tried and failed. He's a man. As I am also. And if you look at that man, you are going to be a failure to begin with. But a Christian doesn't look at the circumstances. He look at the word and stand still. Amen. And he says, God said so, and it's settled. Stand still and see the salvation of God. That all these circumstances and all these hindrances and obstacles, you are never going to see them forever anymore. Stand still and see the salvation of God.
Amen.
Let your faith be strong tonight. You have an unconditional promise from the Lord. He said, listen. You see, it is very true because it has happened to me before. When the doctor examines your heart, he says, whoo, your pressure is very high. My brother, you see yourself, your pressure just shooting up like this. It has happened to me before.
Amen.
He said, it kills many people. Listening to the doctor, it kills many people.
Amen.
When he takes your pressure and tells you that your pressure is high, he says, doctor, thank you. I have a God that brings it low. Amen. And leave his consulting room. Praise the Lord. Leave his consulting room with faith that, hey, look, ask my family here. The doctor made my pressure to run to what? 223 over 180. Praise the Lord. Because of fear. He instilled fear into me. And it took only God to save me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't listen to them. They are good. They have their own side. Because the prophet said, medication, it's what? It washes all the deaths, but the healing, it comes from God.
Amen.
It's not them that heal. It's God that heals. Amen. Look on to the divine promise. Brethren, sometimes we allow circumstances of the world to distract our attention. Let us wake up. Just listen. He said, the prophet said, die out. Die out to symptoms. When you see any symptom, don't go. My sister, my brother, don't let fear to come over you. He said, die to symptoms. Die out to circumstances. Die out to everything else that become and become alive in Christ. Die to all those things and become alive in Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Just remember, God said so, and that settles it. Children of Abraham, believe it that way. You have an unconditional promise. Hold on to it. Let's look on to the divine promise. Oh, the prophet mentioned it again. He said, what if that man sitting over looked at opposition? If you look at that, you are going to be a failure to begin with. The Christian doesn't look at the circumstances. Are we Abraham's seed? Amen. Are we seven, the same God of Abraham? Is it impossible for God tonight to come your way? There's nothing impossible, brethren. Don't notice the circumstances. He said, faith has no age limit. Faith has no age limit. Faith has no how long it has taken.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Faith doesn't look at that.
Amen.
Faith doesn't look at hindrances and obstacles. Just look at that woman who left her home and said, I will never come back home with my child still sick. He said, you are bluffing. That man is a Jew. You are what? A Samaritan. He will never look at you. But she went anyhow. And she got the opposition all right. Even right from the disciples. But she held on. She stood still. Stand still. Stood still. Persevered. And through desperation, Jesus said, your faith, Let it be unto you according to your own faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, how many believe he's here?
Amen.
Are you engulfed in the storm of life? We know the enemy will come in like a wind, like a storm. The musicians start coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The enemy can come in like a storm, like a wind, like billows. But one thing you must know, that we have a master of the wind.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are going to seek, we are going to claim, we are going to restore and rejoice in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have the Almighty over every circumstances. We have the Almighty that is over every circumstances that the enemy has created. We have a God tonight.
Amen.
We have the power. How many believe it?
Amen.
We've got the power. We've got the power. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Take notice of it. He said, if that woman seated there with the cancer, if she will look at what? The circumstances. How is he going to be healed? If that man seated there with that ailment, if he will look at those things, how can he receive his healing? If that man looking for documents will look at all the circumstances and obstacles of what? Immigrations. How are you going to receive it? Look at the promise of God. That man who is looking for job, and you look at, oh, he said, oh, every door is closed against me. Oh, yeah, I don't need to be closed against you. But if you say, I have a God who opens and no one can close, then the doors will be open for you. What about that woman who is looking for what? The fruit of the womb. If tonight she will look at the circumstances and obstacles, she will look at the experience she has gone through, the years that is gone. If she will look back at those things, how are you going to receive from God? He's that same God of Abraham, same God of Sarah. He's here tonight. Take your mind, he said. Don't think. Don't look. When you look, what do you see? You look, you see the promise of God. Abraham always looked. And any time he looked, he sees what the promise of God. What are you looking for? My brother, what are you looking for? All those who have sat for exams and they are waiting for their results. If there is one answer, one question you couldn't answer, it's still bothering your mind. How would God bless you? Don't look at what you weren't able to do. Just believe that God will see me through. The results will come, and I will be above all. Oh, praise the Lord. Looking at the circumstances tonight, throw them away. I don't know. But God knows all what you are looking for tonight. Just believe. Amen. You are Abraham's seed. And you have been given an unconditional promise tonight that I will bless you exceedingly. I will make you fruitful. Amen. And I will be an everlasting God unto you, and you will be my people. And if I'm your God, I will never forsake you. I will be with you in storms, in rains, in fire. Just like was Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I will be with you there. I'm not going to forsake you. Believe it tonight. We've got a power. We've got a power. Let's stand tonight and demonstrate, tell every circumstance and obstacle, I've got a power tonight. It's in my hands. Worship Him right from your heart. Singing with faith. Believing that you have got the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power
in the name of the Lord. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Let's agree together.
Are you listening?
Let all of our hands.
He said, give me your hands and let us agree tonight.
For whatever we bind on earth,
oh, yes, sir,
shall be bound in heaven.
At the name of Jesus,
Satan has to fail. We've got the power, oh, in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say rage. We cannot be defeated.
Oh,
we've got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the change of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching on, winning every battle. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say them raging. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power,
yes, tonight.
In the name of
we have
Jesus.
It. We have it.
We've got
we
the
have it.
Power.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of
it's
the Lord.
It's just in your hands.
We cannot.
We thank you, O Lord, for the power, the Holy Ghost power.
We've got the power.
We can do everything. can bring to pass every weapon of the enemy. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for the Holy Spirit power of God. Oh, for your word of life. Oh, your word of grace. Your word of God, which is above all the circumstances. Every circumstance. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that we have it tonight. It's in our midst. It's in our hands. The Lord Jesus. Oh, you have promised. We are looking at the divine promise tonight. We are looking at the divine promise tonight. Oh, you promised, oh God. Oh, you promised our Father Abraham. Oh, we know that you are that same God tonight. Lord Jesus. You know your children. You know individually. Lord, what is the plan of your hand? Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, meet each and everyone with the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, bless your children.
In the name of
yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, my brother, my sister, you have the power of God in your hands. You have the power of God in your hands. It's right in your hands. It's right in your heart. It's right before you. My brother, my sister, tonight, use that power tonight and restore everything that has been taken away in your life. Because he has promised that he will restore. Tonight he is here to restore unto everyone. To bring to pass in the life of everyone. The Lord is here. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Tonight, the Lord is here. Tonight he's here. And he invites all of us tonight. He invites all of us tonight to touch him. Touch him by faith. Reach out and touch the Lord. Musicians, give me that song. He's here. He said, reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him tonight by faith. And as you sing the song, listen to the words of it. They are in itself in a prayer form.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Tonight, he's here. He said, he's giving himself to you. He said, touch me now. You have prayed. I've answered your prayer. I said, touch me now. Touch me.
This moment, your needs will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Oh, reach out,
reach out, reach out,
touch the Lord,
reach out. Reach out. Yes.
You will find it's not too busy.
Let's all reach out. Let your mind just go forward. Just stretch forth your hands and touch him. Just touch him. Touch him. Touch him through your heart,
the Lord.
Through your heart, touch him tonight. through faith, touch him tonight. Remember, remember the woman with the blood issue. For 12 years, she has gone through all the physicians. They told her she would die in her sickness. But that day when he saw Jesus Christ, she reached out and touched him. And immediately, the blood is seized. By faith, touch him tonight. Touch him tonight by faith. Touch him, touch him. He said, I am a God that you can touch me with all your infirmities.
Oh, and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find it's not to pass into your heart's cry. He's passing by the smoke. Your needs will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he comes by.
Now in this moment of meditation, in that solemn quietness, let your heart reach out and touch him with all what is in your heart, what you have requested tonight. In this moment of solemnness, this moment of quietness, this still moment, let your heart go and touch him. There was a man who was lying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. She wasn't strong enough. Anytime the angel comes and troubles the water, he tries to get in, but before he gets in, someone else had gone in. But one day, the angel didn't go into the water to trouble it, but he came to where he was lying. So it is tonight. He's come to where you are seated. He's come to where you are standing. This is what the scripture says. He said, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. I'm reading from the scripture. Jesus knew that he has been a long time in that case. Jesus knows that you have been long in that your case. And so he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Answer the question in your heart. Wilt thou be made whole? Would like me to fulfill all your requests tonight? He said, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. Oh yes, I have no man. We have no man, Lord. We have no physician, Lord. We don't have any help from anywhere. He said, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Yes, Lord. We have no man. We have no help from anywhere. Our hope is nowhere. Our faith is not on anything. But Lord, tonight we look at the divine promise tonight. And Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Tonight, the Lord has spoken. Your request, he said, I've answered them. How many believe? That day, the angel never went to the pool, but he came to where he lieth. He has come to where you are seated, where you are standing. And he gives unto you tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. As long as he has given us an unconditional promise that he is going to be our God forever and we are going to be his people, he can never forsake us. As long as we believe, he said that believe, as long as we are Abraham's seed, it is in us. Lord, we thank you tonight for the unconditional promise you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for the visitation that you have come in our midst tonight to fulfill all our requests. You've come to us tonight, Lord. We thank you, O God. Father, you have shown us the way never to look at the circumstances, never to look at the troubles. We don't want to be, oh, that day like Peter, when he turned away from you and looked at the billows and the storms and he started sinking. Lord, we are looking at the divine promise tonight. We are not taking our eyes away from it. All our focus is upon that promise, the divine promise tonight you've given to us. Unconditional. So, Lord, tonight we claim. Tonight we restore. Tonight we bring it to pass. Unconditional. We bring them, O God, to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. The sick amongst us, they are healed. All manner of requests tonight, O Lord, is in your hands. You have received and you have given it to us. If there is any request for the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you have spoken. It is not from man, it's from you. And we believe like Abraham believed. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. And tonight, Lord, we know you are the same God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God of Sarah. The God of Rebekah. The the God of Hannah. Tonight, Lord, you are here tonight to make it to pass. And Lord, we surrender to everything that, Lord, you have instructed us. That we shouldn't look at the circumstances. We shouldn't look at the troubles. We shouldn't look at the charts of the doctor. Lord, our focus tonight is all upon the divine promise. And when we look, we see the fulfillment of our desires. When we look, we see our request has come to pass. When we look, we see Satan's kingdom is fallen. We see obstacles all broken down. We see every hindrance taken away because faith knoweth no hindrance. And so now glorify your name now. Glorify your name now. Because Lord, our request, we are coming back. Oh, to glorify your name. We are coming to tell. Oh, how great you are. How marvelous you are. How excellent you are. How you are. The omnipotent God. The I am. Say, I am come down. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that tonight you have restored to us. All these years, what the palm of worm and the canker worm, the caterpillars and the locusts have eaten, you have restored them to us. What we have lost in life, what should have been our portion, but the enemy has taken away. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the restoration. We bless you, Lord. Bless you. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Wonderful. Let's sing that song. Isn't it? Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Wonderful.
Wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor,
now watch it.
Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He, oh,
saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh,
wonderful,
wonderful
Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is saved.
Oh,
saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh,
wonderful,
wonderful,
oh, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh,
wonderful,
wonderful,
oh, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is great.
Oh, saving me,
keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
wonderful is in Jesus' name. Wonderful.
As I've seen in the flame once written in God's word, is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful. Is indeed wonderful. Is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful. Seen in the veil what's recorded in God's word is in Jesus,
that's my Lord.
Wonderful.
Oh, let us just take only 2 minutes and sing this song before we close, and we ask one of our brothers to come and close us in prayer at the cross. At the cross, let's sing that song. That's our closing song tonight. Amen. At the cross.
Alas, indeed, my Savior bled.
Indeed, my Savior bled. And did my sovereign die? Who did devote that great head for himself? Whom hast thou at the cross? At the cross, at the cross, where I fell so delight, and the burden my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I raised him aside, and now I am happy all the day.
Was it for crime that I have done? It ran upon the tree, amazing grace, a grace unknown and love beyond the grave and the cross,
at the cross,
and the cross
where I fell so the light and the burden of my heart rolled away.
It was there by faith I raised him aside, and now I am happy all the day. Well, my desire in the light and shine is glorious. Christ the mighty maker dies for man, that creatures who are the cross,
on the cross,
where I face all the light
and the burden
of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I raised my side, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, but drops of grief can never repay the terms of love I owe. Yeah, Lord, I give myself away, this all that I can do. At the cross,
at the cross,
where I fell so the light,
and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I raised him aside. And now
Brother Michael, come and process this prayer.
I'm the crow where I've been so delighted, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I raised my side, and now I am happy.
Jesus, how sweet is thy name, O Lord, and how sweet is the time that we spend in thy presence.
Amen.
How refreshing is the moment that we spend in thy presence.
Amen.
O God, how we thank you, Lord, for this precious hour of prayer.
Amen.
Thank you for coming down, Lord, in our spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for passing through our lives, O God.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to touch the hem of thy garment.
Amen.
Thank you for the blessed assurance, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, Lord, for rolling away our burdens.
Amen.
Thank you for wiping away our tears.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for granting our heart desires,
O Thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus.
We bless your name this moment.
Amen.
And we give you all the praise and all the glory, Father.
Amen.
And we lift the name of the Lord up this moment, Father. In our hearts, Lord, oh, we say, blessed be the name of the Most High.
Amen.
For Lord, you have truly come down to our midst this evening, Lord. And as we live here, Father, Lord, we have not finished this prayer, Father.
Amen.
We are going home to continue,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, the chat that we have with
Hallelujah.
You, Father. We are going to continue this sweet fellowship, oh God, in prayer with you, oh Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for this opportunity. And we thank you for this revival, oh God.
Amen.
Let this fire continue to burn within our hearts, oh Lord.
Yes.
Let it never quench, oh Father, Lord.
Amen.
Let it be, Lord, the beginning, oh Father, of a new state, oh Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Those that are the power, my Lord, and can conquer women, the caterpillar have taken away, Lord.
Yes.
Let it be a time of restoration,
Amen.
Father. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Seeing what is happening in our days, oh Father, Lord. Seeing the days of Lot right here in our days, Father. Lord, all signs are pointing to your second coming, oh
yes.
God. And we pray, Father, Lord, that Lord God, you have given us the chance, Lord, to see these signs, oh God.
Amen.
Hide us, Lord, we pray in your name, oh God. Increase
yes,
the oil
Lord.
In our lamb, oh
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus. Oh, for the waiting, oh God. For the sound of the bridegroom, Father.
Yes, Lord.
For the trumpet of God. Help us, Father, Lord, to prepare ourselves.
Amen.
To have our wedding garments ready, Father,
Amen.
Lord. Lord, when you call us, Lord, we shall just go into the marriage supper.
Yes.
Bless us throughout the night as we go home, Lord. Give us a safe transportation message, Father.
Amen.
We pray for our dear pastor, Lord God.
Yes.
Wherever he is, may you bless him, Lord.
Amen.
May you bless his family, Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We pray for our brother Maswell, Father, Lord. You have used him, O God.
Amen.
We pray that you shall replenish him, we pray, Father, Lord.
Yes,
with strength,
Lord.
With anointing, Lord.
Amen.
With substance, Father, Lord. Whatever he has lost, Lord, may you grant him 100 million fold in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And all the brothers and sisters who are not here tonight, we lift them before
Hallelujah.
You, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord, those who are here
yes,
tonight,
Lord
Father, Lord,
Jesus.
We put our cry before you, Lord.
Yes.
We know, we trust, we believe that you have heard our prayer.
Amen.
And you have answered our prayer, oh
Amen.
Lord. Oh, for you told your people, Lord, that you have heard the cry of your people.
Yes.
And you have come down, Lord, to deliver them, Father, Lord.
Amen.
Tonight you have come down, oh God, because we have heard our cry to deliver us, oh God.
Amen.
And we thank you for this, Father, Lord. Give us grace, Lord. And if you should tarry, Father, Lord, and Sunday be ours, may you bring us to here again,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And Lord, we shall with one accord give you praise and glory in the resurrection, Father. We thank you for such a wonderful moment. This we've asked in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Just greet your brother, greet your sister. Say, the Lord has heard your prayer. The Lord has answered your prayer. The Lord has answered your prayer. God richly bless you. God richly bless you. The Lord has answered your prayer. Yes. God bless you. The Lord has answered your prayer. God bless
you. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll. When the roll is called up yonder. The trump of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. And the seraphim shall gather over on the earth as well. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder. Call up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Shall gather to the hope beyond the sky. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder. Call up yonder, I'll be there.